Now, March 17, 1939, brought a revolution on Czech roads. The commander of the German occupation forces ordered a changeover to a right-hand traffic system with almost immediate effect. Although the change had been in the pipeline for years, its immediate enforcement was not easy. Moreover, Prague was given a 9-day reprieve, creating a schizophrenic situation where drivers in the capital still drove on the left, but elsewhere around the country, traffic was already moving on the right. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
Although in 1920 Czechoslovakia signed the Paris Convention binding it to introduce a right-hand traffic system in order to fall in line with other European states, effecting the change proved both complicated and expensive, and plans to effect the switch were repeatedly postponed. In 1931, Czechoslovak officials promised to introduce the change within 5 years at the most, but this proved impossible. In 1938, the only countries in Europe still driving on the left were Czechoslovakia, Great Britain, Sweden and Hungary. In Czechoslovakia, there were plans to effect the change on May 15th of 1939, but given the state of preparations, it is highly unlikely that this latest deadline would have been met had it not been for the Nazi invasion. As it was, the change was ordered with almost immediate effect by the German commander of the invading forces, General von Brauchitsch, to enable the occupation forces to drive as they were used to and move easily along the roads of the protectorate. An exception was made for Prague, where a delay of over a week was deemed necessary to move hundreds of road signs, relocate about 100 tram stops, and put up warning signs alerting both drivers and pedestrians of the change. Although transport officials scrambled to secure a smooth transition, the overnight switch caused numerous complications. For 9 days, there was the schizophrenic situation where drivers in Prague were still driving on the left, while in the rest of the country, traffic was already moving on the right. Entering and exiting the capital was a major challenge. The day the change was introduced in Prague, the authorities reported 26 accidents, including one road death when a pedestrian stepped into the way of an oncoming tram after automatically looking the wrong way. Dozens of small and big alterations were made on the go, such as doors on buses being moved to the other side. At first, passengers stepped off into the traffic, so the conductor would always get off first to ensure they got safely across the street. Two-way tram cars were better off and only had to have their destination boards refitted, but one-way tram cars, known as ponorky or submarines, had to undergo large-scale reconstruction as a result of the changeover. Hundreds of tram and bus stops had to be moved in a process that continued for the next 3 years. Although the switch to driving on the right made newspaper headlines for weeks and the roads were dotted with warning billboards, it was months before drivers and pedestrians got used to the change. Today, the Czech Republic is one of 164 countries with a right-hand traffic system, and one cannot even register a car with a steering wheel on the right, with two exceptions: veteran cars and specially made vehicles for disabled drivers.